Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Michelle Canning Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Michelle is here tonight with her bandmates. Thomas Albert plays guitar and sings. Cassie Glover, who we've not yet heard from, except we've heard your great bass playing. She's been back sort of on the back row playing the bass guitar. Samantha Cunningham is here playing fiddle and singing as well. I did ask you all to think a little bit about practice. There's so many notions that young people have about practice is that they would love to play an instrument as long as their parents weren't hassling them about practicing all the time, or their teachers.
You're talking about as long as your parents don't bug you. Let me tell you, if my mom didn't bug me, I wouldn't be here right now.
All right. Way to go, Mom.
Thank you, Mom.
Give her a hand. We are thankful that she bugged you.
Absolutely. You know, I was 8 or 9 years old, and I was sitting on my bed trying to learn Cripple Creek, and I could not learn it. And I tried, and I tried, and I couldn't do it. And at one point, I said, I don't want to play banjo anymore. And I remember sitting on my bed crying, and my mom said, you keep practicing that. And she forced me. She made me keep practicing, and I'm so glad she did, because if she hadn't, I'd still be sitting on my bed crying because I couldn't play Cripple Creek. And instead, I'm here playing music for you all. So,
yeah.
So, you know, yeah, some kids don't want their parents to bug them, and I'm sure at that time I probably didn't want my mom to bug me, but I'm so glad she did.
What's nice about the banjo, such a heavy instrument for a little kid, you could just pin them down.
Yeah.
On their bed with it. They wouldn't be able to push it out of the way because it's so heavy.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I met Casey last year when she stumbled into the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music to take a bluegrass band class. We both happened to be in class together, and I absolutely loved playing with her and was so glad that she was able to join the band this year. Please make welcome Miss Casey Glover.
She said okay and then said don't you dare. She seemed so badly shaken, he thought he was mistaken, but it sure looked like she bowed her head in prayer.
I heard her say,
I am a Christian, Lord, but I'm a woman too.
I heard her cry,
if you are listening, Lord, please show me what to do.
I saw her try,
I tried so hard to be what mama says is
from Cassie was that bass wasn't her first instrument, so the first thing she did was dulcimer and drums.
And drums, yes.
Oh, yeah, all right.
I asked Santa for a set of drums when I was about 7 years old, and Santa quickly regretted it.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt, yeah.
Actually, the first time I played bass, I didn't even know what a bass was. I didn't know the difference between it and a guitar, other than it had four strings.
I've always been wondering what the difference was, yeah.
Well, they're not very different. You just hit one string at a time. I started playing when I was about 11 years old, And the bass was literally bigger than me. I had to hold the stock of it on the couch arm because it was too heavy for me to hold up. And
well,
of course,
Cassie,
that was...
I have news for you. The bass is still almost bigger than you.
Yes, well, I've recently got smaller basses, so it makes me look bigger, I think.
So how about you with the practice theme here?
Well, I had a mother who loved to tell me that I needed to practice. She was the one who actually got me started playing bass in my church that I go to. I play with a contemporary gospel band called New Life. So I had to play because they told me to. And I'm so glad that they did because I don't know what I would do if I didn't have music.
Yeah. So what about the dulcimer and drums? I mean, do you still have those?
I can still play drums. I haven't touched a dulcimer in a very long time. That was kind of a school activity.
Well, guess what? We brought a dulcimer here for you tonight, and we'd love for you to play us a tune.
Oh, no.
I saw the master this morning as the sun was beginning to rise. He was sailing white clouds across heaven. He was moving the shadows of night. Then he bent down and kissed all the roses, left them blushing like sweet bashful curls. I saw the master this morning when he came down to wake up the world.
Hey, Samantha. This is Samantha Cunningham, who's playing the fiddle. Do you recall some moments when you felt like, oh, man, do I really have to do this?
Yeah, mine came a little later on in life. I mean, I love playing, and yeah, I would always find time to jump on the couch or something other than practice my fiddle. So I started out classically. Mine came when I started getting into like orchestras, and things started to be really, really difficult for me. When I first started, my mom, that when she put the fiddle in my hand, I knew exactly what to do with it. It was more of a, when it got hard, I wanted to quit, but yeah. I didn't. I pushed through and I kept going.
Do you recall something, for instance, that you really wanted to be able to do, like a riff or some particular thing that you wanted to do on the violin, and you felt like, this is just not gonna happen?
So I started learning a tune called Fiddle Patch for my mother, who passed away earlier on this year. This was her favorite song, and this is what I wanted to play for her. And so I learned this song, and I was sitting there, and I was just getting so frustrated because it's double stops and triple stops and everything in between. So it's not just the simple stuff. And I kept telling myself, you know, you got to have something that drives you to want to do it. Wanting it for my mom was what drove me to finish this song. And so I can play it now, but it just makes it all worthwhile.
Oh, very cool. Okay, play a couple of riffs from that tune. Let's hear it. We got to hear it for your mom.
My life is like a two-bar in the store, and I may have just what you're looking for. If you don't mind the fact that all the merchandise is used, with the little mending it could be as good as new. Why, you take, for instance, this old broken heart. If you would just replace the missing parts, you would be surprised to find how good it really is. Take it and you never will be sorry that you did. The bargain store's open, come inside. All the merchandise, and I can guarantee you'll be completely satisfied. Take these old used memories from the past, these broken dreams and plans that didn't last. I'll trade them. I can't use them anymore. I've wasted love, but I still have some more. The bargain store's open, come inside. You can easily afford the price. Love is all you need, purchase all the merchandise, and I can guarantee you'll be completely satisfied. My life is like a bargain store, and I may have just what you're looking for. If you don't mind the fact that all the merchandise is used, and with the little mending it could be as good as new. The bargain store's open, come inside. The bargain store's open, come inside.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with the Michelle Canning Band on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Thomas, you're teaching now. What do you teach your students about the importance of practice?
Well, it's obviously very important to keep a routine and to practice the technical parts of music. But one thing that I think is really important is when you get up in the morning, as soon as you can, touch your instrument and play. Just like when you get up in the morning, it's important to get outside and get some sunshine. It's good to play your instrument first thing and start thinking musically.
You don't mean before coffee?
Well, no, you gotta have coffee first.
Yeah, okay, all right. I just wanted to get square.
Sometimes during coffee.
What do you teach?
Mostly guitar.
Okay, so guitar.
Acoustic guitar and some country electric guitar.
What do you teach young guitarists? They aren't young guitarists by the time they come to you.
Well,
I guess they've been
playing
a while.
There are certainly some beginning guitar players. Mm-hmm. Some of my students are second instrument players, so their main instrument might be a fiddle or a banjo, and they want to learn guitar. And so we'll start at the beginning sometimes and, of course, cover basics and learning chords and scales and things like that. Some of the students that are more advanced, when we're working on more technical things, you were talking with Samantha earlier about when you're working on something really challenging and how to deal with that. And there are things that you do that you just don't have the muscles developed yet. And you can get really frustrated in trying to learn something. I tell some people, you know, just be patient and don't beat yourself up or overwork yourself, because it just takes time to develop those muscles. And you may come back the next week and realize, oh, wow, this is a lot easier to play now. I can make these chords or play this certain scale or fiddle tune or something. So.
Thomas, do you remember when you were early in your guitar days and you learned some of your first song or maybe your first riff, and playing that kind of a thing over and over and over again? Every time you picked up the instrument, you played the same thing over and over again?
I actually learned on a baritone ukulele, which is tuned similar to a guitar, the treble strings on a guitar. I remember my father put those little star stickers. He put different colored stars on the fingerboard, so I would connect the dots, and all the red stars was a D chord and so forth. And I remember making those chords, and I would always have to look at my fingers, and it was kind of frustrating because I couldn't change from one chord to the other without having to look down and do that. And I remember one day I was sitting in a room and I was playing a chord and became distracted by something outside. I was looking out the window and I changed chords and I thought, hey, look at that.
What do
I changed
you know?
without noticing. So.
So we've learned this evening that the role of the mom is to nag, and the role of the father is to provide some kind of a creative way for the youngster to become engaged with the instrument.
Yeah.
Don't you tell me that it hurt you that day, that you just lost all the feelings you had. You're sorry that it all ended this way, that you never meant to make me feel bad. Then you pick me up off my feet, made me fly like a bird. You stole away with my heart, then away we soared, and you carried me high above the mountains, and you carried me over all the seas.
music ambassadors from Morehead State University in China, and this is the way that I introduce the song. 我们很高兴在天津见到你们，谢谢你们的到来。
Come a come a down, do we do down now? Come a come a down, do we do down now? Come a come a down, do we do down now? Breaking up is hard to do.
Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery. If you go, then I'll be blue. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do. Breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again.
I'd like to thank our guests, Michelle Canning and her band, Thomas Albert, Casey Glover, and Samantha Cunningham for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, we thank you, the studio audience. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. And I'm thinking we might like to hear another tune from Michelle Canning and the band. Can we get another one from them? Michelle Canning, great to have you all here tonight. Thank you so much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Michelle, Thomas, Cassie, and Samantha, the Michelle Canning Band, for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.